It's hard to believe that we are already here at the season finale of the Making of a Lawn podcast. Chris from Teed and Brown and I started in early April to see if we could make my lawn into something by the time 4th of July comes. And now it's time for the big reveal. We are live from my backyard for the season finale. We have lawn games going, cooking some burgers and dogs on the grill. I invited a whole bunch of coworkers over to have a big party and record the season finale live. From my patio, Chris and I sat down and we talked about how the whole season went, how the applications went, our favorite backyard lawn games, our favorite cookout foods, and I also asked Chris 7 questions that have nothing to do with lawn maintenance or lawn care. We even got the opinions of a few of my coworkers on what they think of the lawn. This is a really fun episode for the season finale of the Making of a Lawn podcast. Hope you enjoy it. Hi, I'm Kevin Begley from Star 99.9, and this is Making of a Lawn, presented by Teed and Brown. I think we're live. Yes.
We're live. We're already on.
Yeah, we're super casual today. What's going on?
Very casual. I'm actually sitting here on my phone. Let me put that aside. All right. Very cool.
All right. If you're listening to the podcast, if you're a podcast listener to the Making of a Lawn podcast, you know that this is the season finale. If you're watching on Facebook Live, hello. It's Kevin Begley from Star 99.9 and Chris from Teed and Brown.
Good to see you. Thanks for joining us.
And we've been doing the Making of a Lawn podcast since, what was it, April? I think it was April we started.
Yeah, it was April.
Since the beginning of April. So basically, quick story. I'll make it real quick. My wife and I moved into this house last year. Our lawn was a disaster. So we decided we need to do something about it. So we called Teed and Brown. We figured out a plan. And then we've been tracking it ever since April on this podcast. So every couple weeks. And it's looking pretty good.
I'm pretty happy with it, you know?
Yeah.
I think I was optimistic at the beginning, but I think it's pretty much turned out as good as we could have expected for this time of year. And I'm pretty psyched. Yeah,
and this is the big finale we were leading up to. So if you listen to the podcast season, the first episode, we said we were going to have a big barbecue, and this is that barbecue. So we've invited some coworkers over. Luckily, the weather's nice. It's kind of hot.
It's a little on the warm side. Yeah. Summer is here, finally.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. This is our barbecue. We're going to cook up some burgers and dogs. We got some chips out. It's a good time. So we got some lawn games. I think Alan is over there, and Steve, who we work with, and James. So we're basically going to recap how the season went, how the lawn went. We have some other fun things planned for this episode, too. But let's start off with how you think the whole process went. So we did 3 applications. Is that what it was?
Yeah, it just took 3.
Yeah.
That was it so far, yeah.
Now, when we did that first video, we do have a video up at star999.com. It looked pretty dire. That first video, I went back and watched it the other day.
Yeah.
It wasn't looking good.
It was painful.
Yeah. So we did the 3 applications. So give a quick rundown of what those applications entailed.
Yeah, sure. So the first one was one where we had to really kind of figure out what the most important thing to do was, because you had a lot of crabgrass getting started in the lawn, and you also had a lot of nothing else going on in the lawn. And there was a lot of weeds as well. And so between the weeds and the crabgrass and the nothing else, we had to make a decision of what to do. The ideal would be to get grass in here.
Yeah.
And that's what we decided to do. However, the problem with that is then you can't put down stuff to prevent weeds and crabgrass, because that also prevents the grass. So you're kind of double-edged sword here. Which way do we go?
Yeah.
And so we planted the grass, and we got that growing, and I bugged you to water it. And luckily, Mother Nature took care of most of the watering, because it's just been raining nonstop
this
year.
April was like one of the rainiest months on record in years here in Connecticut. Like, I kind of lucked out with that.
I believe so. I haven't actually gone back and checked the records, but I believe so, yeah. And so the grass grew in pretty well, and then we were able to, once it grew in and matured, we were able to get some of the weeds out of there, and we were able to put down something to keep the crabgrass out, and it has not really taken over, although I suspect there's some lurking and ready to get going.
Yeah.
And so that was really the main thing, is get some grass in here. And then after that, it was just get the weeds out and give it some fertilizer, give it some food.
Yeah.
So it'll fill in, and then keep on top of mowing.
Yep.
And then Mother Nature provided the rain.
Yep.
And we've got a pretty nice lawn here. Can we use the camera to see the lawn or not really? It's kind of on this stand, big, confusing-looking setup there.
So I think what we're going to do maybe at the end when we're ready to wrap up, I'll pick it up off on the tripod, and we can, like, show the lawn.
Okay,
because it does look really good. And I just mowed it a couple days ago, and it's already growing back again. Like, I came here today to set all this up, and I was like, I should have probably mowed it again. It's growing so quickly.
Yeah.
But I guess that's because of the water, right?
It's because of the water and the nutrients and everything. It's just, it's healthy, and it's growing really well.
Yeah.
And which is a good thing. It can be a little bit annoying when you mow it, and then a couple days later, it looks like you have to mow it again.
Yeah.
However, it's going well. And, you know, in an ideal world, actually, some people do mow the lawn more than once a week. I don't recommend it just for quality of life.
Yeah.
But if the lawn is growing fast enough, it's actually healthier for it to mow it maybe twice a week.
Oh, okay.
But that's for your really hardcore lawn fans.
Yeah, yeah.
Out
so
there.
If you're really into mowing the lawn twice a week, you could be good with. Yeah. Now the one thing we talked about in episode one, we did mowing tips for people. Mm-hmm. It was either episode one or two, and we talked about the 1/3 rule mm-hmm. with the blade of grass.
Yep.
That you always want it to be. You always want to cut 1/3 off, right?
Yeah, that's the rule of thumb where you don't want to cut more than 1/3
more
of the length
1/3.
At any given time.
Yep.
So if you're mowing the lawn at 3 inches,
yep.
then once it gets up to about 4.5 inches in length, that's when you want to cut it because then you're cutting off 1.5 inches, which is 1/3 of 4.5, and
right.
you're down to 3.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the rule of thumb. If you let the grass grow really long, and I actually just had a client reach out to me, a great guy, but he had been away, hadn't had time to do it, got home, the lawn was really long, he mowed it, he actually set the mower at a pretty high height,
yeah.
But then he called and said, hey, there's a lot of brown in the lawn now, it's not looking great, and all that is the fact that the parts of the grass plant that are down low, that aren't getting direct sunlight, are not going to be getting much closer. Chlorophyll either. The chlorophyll is what makes it green. That's what's the green in the leaves and trees and everything. That's what causes photosynthesis. And so the plant doesn't put it where there's no sunlight because there's no point. So what happens is when the grass grows really long, that lower part that doesn't really have much green kind of keeps growing up with it. And then when you mow, that's what you're seeing.
Yeah.
So it just takes about a week or so for the grass to kind of redistribute and get those greened up and it starts looking good again. But yeah, that's why mowing it at 1/3 or 1/3 of the blade, like make sure to keep it often enough, will prevent that from happening. And you don't mow the lawn and look down and go, wow, it looks all brown. What happened?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Now, the other thing that you told me to do that I didn't do, I'll fully admit it, is to sharpen the mower blades. Mm-hmm. So that's one thing. Right when you got here today, I think you picked up a blade of grass and you showed me, like, I can tell that you didn't sharpen the mower. I was like, yep, I didn't sharpen them. I admit it. So I got to get those sharpened.
Yeah. Yeah.
Before
you
the end of the summer.
It's one of those things so few people do.
You don't even really think about it.
You don't think about it, do you? No.
Because you can't really do it by yourself. So you got to bring it to, like, a hardware store, I guess, and they'll sharpen them for you.
Yeah. I mean, if you're really handy, if you're one of those, like, Ron Swanson, and if you ever watch Parks and Rec, if you're Ron Swanson, you do it by yourself. Otherwise, you take it to the hardware store.
He does it with his teeth.
Exactly.
Yeah.
With a glass of scotch, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And a steak, and
But this blade is what you picked up, and you said there was actually a way to tell, right?
Yeah, yeah. This one actually doesn't look too bad. And that's what I was kind of curious. I thought maybe you did sharpen them, but like earlier in the season, maybe they're dulled up a little bit now.
So the mower's fairly new. It's only like a year or two old.
So. Okay. So, yeah, what you're looking at, if you look at the very tip where it's been cut, if you have a perfectly sharp mower, then it's going to look like you took a pair of scissors to it, just perfectly clean.
Like you just,
like you just snipped it. You can see this one's got a little bit of white, a little bit of fraying, a little bit of tearing, which indicates that it's a little bit dull. It's kind of like, think about taking a butter knife and, you know, and a little bit of wind here, taking a butter knife and just kind of whacking it against the grass blade. It's just going to grab, rip, tear, cause a lot of stress on the plant, which, you know, causes all sorts of susceptibility issues to disease problems. I could go on forever, but you get the idea. So bottom line, try to get the blade
sharp.
Yeah, there
you go. It's probably something you never thought about, but you should do
Otherwise, I'm going to show up at your house and give you a lecture on proper lawn maintenance, and you really don't want that.
Chris just pulls up into your driveway. I'm here to tell you about those blades. Now, speaking of lawn maintenance, and luckily, you know, because of Teton Brown, there was no major disease problems. Throughout the season of the podcast, we talked about red thread. We talked about all these awful lawn problems that can happen. Mm-hmm. And if you listen to the previous episode, episode 6, we talked about your favorite
slime mold.
Your favorite non-disease, slime mold.
Yeah.
And the quick story about that is my wife Shannon and I got up one day and she looked out the window and she's like, something's wrong. There's something. I had already left for work and she texted me and she's like, something's wrong with the lawn. She thought somebody like burned it because that's what it looked like.
It
looked like black grass, like someone had lit it on fire. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh no. She sent me a picture and I immediately emailed it to you and you explained that it's your favorite named non-disease, slime mold.
Yeah, slime mold. It's just such a cool name. It's just so disgusting sounding.
Yeah.
But the reality is it's really nothing to worry about, as you said. And,
right.
and we went over there, and there's some remnants of it, so it's kind of there, which was kind of a nice treat for me to see it, not quite gone.
And actually, as sort of a follow-up from the – because the last episode we talked about the whole story of, you know, how it happens and, and why it happens and why it's not bad. But then after we recorded that episode, I mowed my lawn, which was hilarious because when I would mow over the slime mold, it was just a puff of black smoke. And then after that, there was still a little bit left, so I took the hose and I did the the jet stream and just sort of like soaked it.
Yeah.
And it got it all off. It's almost like James, who we work with, was saying that it's like black pollen. Like it sort of just comes off the blade once you like hit it with the hose.
Yeah, and you can actually, a lot of people complain because they'll get it on their shoes when they're walking through it. It's like a dusty, it is a fungus, it is considered a disease, but just like with human diseases, there's really severe ones and then there's just kind of minor ones you don't worry about. There's, you know, toenail fungus or, you know, acne or something that's, it's a bit of a pain, you want to get rid of it, but at the same time, it's nothing to really get overly concerned about. That's kind of what this is. Yeah.
That was the other thing that I was thinking about. It, while I was mowing, I was like, should I have like a bandana on? Is this going to be harmful for me to like breathe it in? Which I don't think it is, but I mean, it's nature.
I
guess I'll find out in a couple months.
My med school class has ended before I started college. So I don't know about that. Let's be honest. Nature, you know, poison ivy is natural.
Right, true.
Arsenic is natural. So there's a lot of natural stuff you don't want to be messing with.
So I didn't breathe in a lot.
I've never heard of a problem with breathing in slime mold. I wouldn't recommend smoking it, but, you know.
Right. So hopefully nothing happens. I'll dive into that on my medical podcast when I start that next. Will slime mold be harmful to me? So if you haven't listened to the season of the podcast, if you're watching on Facebook Live right now and you haven't, you can subscribe on iTunes. It's on Spotify, star999.com. And we covered a ton. We talked about the World Cup, the crazy turf that they had, where they used, like, basically the artificial dirt.
Instead of artificial turf, it's actually artificial soil.
It's crazy.
And by the way, in our industry, dirt is a four-letter word. I guess it's a four-letter word anyway.
Use the word dirt?
No, soil.
Oh, soil.
Okay. Soil. Now, if you have like a potted plant, you walk in the house and it drops and breaks on the floor and it's all over the floor, now it's dirt.
Yeah.
Okay, but in the ground where you're growing something, it's soil.
That's funny.
Okay?
Don't use the D word. Yeah.
Don't use the D word.
It's soil.
Yeah.
Not to interrupt real quick, but my air conditioner just went on. So I'm pretty sure you can still hear us pretty well because it's not that loud, but if you hear a buzzing in the background, that's the air conditioner. And we live on a corner. So if you hear any sirens or cars driving by, that's what's happening out there.
This is live without a net.
Yeah, exactly. And you can probably see the cornhole happening back here. So we have the cornhole set up. We have another like ring toss game over there. I was going to ask you, what is your favorite yard game? What's your favorite lawn game?
Favorite yard game? Probably Can Jam.
Can Jam?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't have Can Jam. Yeah, I got to get that.
Yeah. I should have brought it. I've got a set at home. I didn't even think to bring it with me. But have you ever played?
I have played before. It's like the Frisbee, right?
Yeah, and you it's get the Frisbee in the one, and you and get the partners, and you try to like smack it down into the can.
Yeah.
It's a fun game.
Yeah, that's a good one. So, yeah, I got to get a Can Jam, and we got cornhole right there. Yeah. Now, I want to ask Steve. Come over here. So, Steve is our marketing director for Star 99.9. I want to ask some of the people here at the party what they think of the lawn. So what do you think of the grass so far?
I think it's so much better than the first time I saw it. I was like, oh, your neighbors must hate you. And now I'm like, I think it's better than the neighbors. So, yeah, it's completely better.
All right, Steve, I have your $20 later. I'll give you that for saying that. No, thank you. I mean, it's true. Like, Steve brings up the neighbors. Like, I don't want to talk too loud. But the neighbor, like, behind me, like, when we first moved in, like, their grass was, like, really good. And we were like, oh, man, like, our lawn just looks awful next to his. Mm-hmm. And then, it was a couple weeks ago, Shannon and I were coming back from the restaurant up the street, and we were walking down the sidewalk, and she was like, I think ours kind of looks a little more green now. And I was like, uh-oh, now I might have another problem. Now he might just be mad at me.
I took a little bit of a peek over there when I was standing down there, and actually I thought his looked pretty good. So
I don't think
you've stolen the crown, but you're vying for the title.
I got to ask him what he does see, because ever since we moved in a year ago, like, it's immaculate. Yeah. I don't know how he does it.
He's doing something right. Yeah. It looks good.
Maybe I should go knock on his door and ask him, what are you doing to your lawn?
Yeah.
Now, throughout the summer, I wanted to talk about, you know, right now we're in early July. So going through July and August and into the fall, is there anything for either people watching or listening with their lawns or for my lawn, too? What are, like, some of the most important things to remember at the end of the summer into the fall to do to your lawn?
Yeah, I would say just try to keep a realistic perspective and try to understand that keeping lawns looking really fantastic at a very high level through the extreme heats of August and, you know, sometimes even late July is oftentimes just it's just futile. It's not something that you want to try to devote your time and energy to because it's just a tremendous undertaking. On, you know, golf courses and sports fields and things like that where they're doing this professionally, you have really highly trained people who are watering just the perfect amount.
Right.
Not, and this is the thing. People like to water the lawn a lot when it gets hot out.
Yeah.
And it's very easy to overwater, just as much as it's very easy to underwater.
So I feel like a lot of people forget that. They just think the more water I hit, like, the better it's going to look.
And there's a balance. It's like, as the weather gets hotter, that amount of water that you need to put on the lawn actually gets tighter and tighter, to the point where you've got to really be precise with it.
Yeah.
If in the spring, when things are a little bit cooler, you can water way too much, you can water way too little, and the grass will kind of be okay.
Yep.
But in the summer, especially when it's really hot and it's stressful, you've got to just nail that perfect amount. And that's really hard to do without high-level training. So I would just say, don't beat yourself up too much.
Right.
If the lawn is not looking good in the dog days of the summer.
Yeah, yeah.
And you want to keep in mind, too, that the grasses we have in this part of the country are naturally suited to tolerate annual temperature swings from like zero or even below zero.
Yeah, yeah.
All the way up to around 100 degrees.
Right.
But they're not going to do well in those extremes.
Yeah.
You know, if it's 20 below zero for 4 months, you're going to come into the spring and a lot of the lawn is going to be gone.
Yeah, exactly.
Same thing in the summertime. When it's like 100 degrees for a long period of time, it's not going to look good.
Yeah.
And that's just the way it is. You can fight nature to a certain extent, but it gets very costly. It takes really high level knowledge.
Nature's going to win a lot
of
the times.
Nature's going to win. So I would just say, when it's getting rough out there and the lawn's not looking too good, just try to relax. Don't stress out over it.
You always got next season.
Well, it's not even next season. Wait until September when it starts cooling off.
And that's when you should fertilize it, right? That's one of the big things. In the fall, people forget, but you got to fertilize it in the fall.
Fall is just a great time to get the lawn looking fantastic again.
Yeah.
So as soon as that weather starts breaking at the end of August, go ahead and seed the bare spots in the lawn with some good quality seed. Fertilize.
Yeah, yeah.
And with a few rains, or if you can water it if you need to, it should bounce back and start looking really good. And then you got the whole fall of great lawn again.
Right.
So it's really just that hot time in the middle of the summer, towards the end of the summer, that you just don't want to, don't pull your hair out. Don't get too stressed over it looking perfect at all times.
Yeah, you're not going to have the perfect lawn all year.
I've already warned you. That area of your lawn is just going to be fried.
Oh, yeah, we talked about that because it's just right in the sun.
It's on a hill with the sun just beating on it all afternoon. No trees, no shelter.
And you know what the problem is? That's the area that people walk by, that they walk their dogs by, that the corner. Like, that's what everyone's going to see, and it's just going to be burned out. Unless I get some crazy irrigation system like Augusta National.
Or just a normal irrigation system.
Right, true. It doesn't have to be crazy.
Alan,
come over here. So we talked to Steve. Alan's in our programming department at Starting at 9.9. First reaction when you showed up to the cookout of the grass.
Why didn't you mow?
We talked about it. I know. It is kind of long. I mowed it like 4 days ago.
I mean, we've had a lot of weather this year. It's a crazy year. But no, it looks great. It's certainly an improvement of what it was just a year ago.
Oh, right, because you saw it. Yeah, we had like a cookout after work or something, and you saw it then. Yeah, you saw the pre-Teton Brown lawn.
Yeah, no, it absolutely looks incredible. Actually, I have a question about the mowing. One of the episodes you guys talked about how at like Yankee Stadium they use different sort of lawn mowers. There's the circular ones, like the old style push ones.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you said that you could also like have something where it presses down to make it really look. That's what they do. That's like sort of a trick. But I've always heard you have to mow in different directions every single time because the grass gets like used to that. Is that true or is that just like an old wives' tale?
There's a little bit of truth to it, but it's nothing to really get too concerned about. You know, if you can mix it up and kind of move it around, it's probably a little bit better, but it's nothing that you really want to worry too much about. Now, if you're using the real mowers, which is the one you're talking about, the old-fashioned kind of mowers, so the ones they use at like Yankee Stadium or on the golf courses, it's that mowing technology, but they do have motors on them that run the wheels for you. But it's that sort of vertically spinning thing that's using a scissoring action on a bed knife.
That would take a long time if they had the old-school mowers to do all of Yankee Stadium.
Once upon a time, I'm sure they did, yeah.
They're not that busy.
Right.
But yeah, with those ones, because they do push the grass over more, you could start creating where it's kind of laying over more and more over time. Most homeowners, though, I don't think, if you don't have that type of mower, if you've got a regular rotary spinning mower that like is the typical lawn mower, you don't have to worry about going in different directions.
Right. Now, Alan, if I was going to mow a design in my lawn on that side yard, what design would you think I should do?
Well, the Star 99.9 logo. Yeah. I mean, it's got to... You could do it. Yeah. Well, it's script, you know, script, right. Like Script Ohio, but Script Star.
Yeah. And what would you say I should do, Chris? What should I mow in my lawn?
Well, I would push the Teen Brown logo, but yeah. It's a little
Hold on, they're on our sign right here.
It's a little bit
Star
intricate.
Star and Teen.
It's a little intricate,
yeah, the
so
font,
I'm not sure.
The font on Teen Brown is a little tougher than Star, so, but that yeah. would be great. I could actually do this picture, if you're watching on Facebook Live, of my face and then the two logos, and I'll just do it over there.
Well, yeah, have you ever seen those, like, really intricate pumpkin carving people that can do like just
yeah,
amazing
the different
portraits
designs.
And pumpkins.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I love it when you're watching a game on TV and the outfield is like they've done almost as intricate a design
yeah.
in the outfield
yeah.
with
yep.
the rollers or whatever it is they used.
Yeah.
I still gotta figure out. Honestly, I know what will cause that design. I know how they could potentially be doing it, but I've never yeah. actually spoken to someone who's worked in that area.
Right.
So I gotta find out at this point. I gotta find out are they using rollers just
yeah,
to press it over? Are they
right.
using a mower? What are they doing? Because it's really cool.
That's your homework for the next time we talk.
Homework,
we gotta
yeah.
find those people.
I wonder if there's like a giant stencil that they put down and then just kinda push over
I
the grass.
Imagine, because they don't want to screw it up. Like, yeah,
yeah
there's got to be
something.
Or they use paint and they just mow around the paint and the paint goes away. I don't know.
Something.
We're gonna find that out.
Yeah.
So before we wrap this up, so we're having a big cookout. So we're gonna fire up the grill. We're gonna cook some food.
That's what I need.
Yeah, I know. Alan needs the food. Before we wrap it up, I have a fun bit to close this out. It's 7 questions for Chris from Teton Brown.
I have no idea what these are.
That have nothing to do with lawn care. So
okay.
The whole season of the Making of a Lawn podcast, we talked about everything that we could talk about lawns, but these questions have nothing to do with grass and
okay.
nothing to do with lawn maintenance.
Okay.
So here we go. The first question. Would you rather be able to eat as much as you want without getting fat or never pay for a meal again? You get to choose one or the other. For the rest of your life, you can either never pay for a meal or eat whatever you want and never get fat.
That is a great question. Boy, oh boy. And you're going after a guy who likes to eat food a lot. and I'm trying to get over that.
What's your go-to? Like, what's your guilty pleasure?
Guilty pleasure? Pizza.
Pizza, yeah. Same.
Yeah. And sweets. I'm a big dessert guy.
Yep.
I've actually recently, a couple weeks ago, I just stopped eating sweets because it was getting out of hand.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'd have to go with eat as much as you want without getting fat. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good answer. How great would that be? You wouldn't have to worry about what you eat ever.
As I was thinking it through, I'm thinking, yeah, I'd pay good money for that. So that's my answer right there. Yeah.
Okay. Next question. What's the last movie you saw in the theater? Can you remember?
Oh, wow. It's been a while.
Yeah,
that's
like,
a really good question.
I feel like people have trouble getting to the movie theater lately.
My whole family recently, while I had to go away for long story, but I was gone for a weekend, and my whole family went to a movie. And
yep.
I remember I got really upset with them.
Oh, and they didn't invite you?
Well, I wasn't there. So they were like, we're going to go to a movie. And I'm like, it's the one time we all went to the movie, and I wasn't there. Come on.
Do you remember what the movie was?
They went to see Aladdin.
Oh, the new Aladdin.
That
was recent.
Yeah, that was recent. That was recent.
Yeah.
They just did this on me, yeah.
All right.
So I can't. It's been probably about 3-4 months, and it's escaping me what the movie was.
Yeah,
so.
I haven't been in a while either. I think it was, now that I think of it, because our daughter was born in December, so we really haven't been since then. So I think A Star is Born was the last one I saw, which was like in October of last year.
Okay, I just remembered it. It was with my younger son, and we went to see Into the Spider-Verse.
Oh, yeah. Where did Alan go? That's Alan's, like, favorite movie of the past,
film.
Like, 2 years. Yeah.
It was a lot of fun.
He loved it.
It took me a long time to remember this movie that I really thought was awesome.
Yeah,
but, yeah.
Yeah,
that was great, yeah.
All right, when Alan gets back out here, we're going to tell him that. Okay, next question. Since we're going to be firing up the grill soon, what is your favorite cookout food?
I guess it depends on the grill master and what he's good at making.
Right.
Because pretty much all of it's great with me.
But if you could tell the grill master and he has everything.
Yeah, I'm just a good old-fashioned burger guy.
Burger?
Good old big cheeseburger.
I like it.
Yep.
Well, we have burgers. So.
All right. Looking forward to it.
Bonus follow-up question. Is a hot dog a sandwich?
I got to go with no on that.
Right. It's not, right?
Yeah. I don't know.
This is one of those big internet questions that everyone talks about.
I haven't put much thought into it, but yeah, I just got to go with no. I'm thinking it's got one piece of bread. And that's kind of sliced.
True.
And it's as long as it's held together on one side.
Yeah.
Now, if we were to cut it completely.
Right. Slit it down the middle.
And then put the hot dog in between the two buns. Just that one little change. You can make the argument.
But a traditional hot dog, I guess it's not.
Yeah. we're getting into weird definitions here. But yeah.
Now, the next question is totally out of the food universe. Are you a fan of basketball?
Not really, but I'm kind of really excited because I was born in Toronto.
Toronto just won the championship.
So good job, Raptors. Way to go. That was awesome.
Have you ever played basketball?
When I was very young, yeah.
Okay. If someone offered you to take a free throw shot, just a standard regulation free throw shot, if you get it in, you get $10 million. If you miss it, you have to give up texting forever. You can't text anymore. Would you take the shot? You have the option. You can either do it or participate or not. If you make it $10 million, if you miss it, you can't text anymore for the rest
of your life. Well, now, what counts as texting? I mean, what about, like, WhatsApp? Does instant messaging count as texting? Because there's a lot of ways to get around.
That's a good follow-up.
There's a lot of ways to get around texting.
I would say the traditional text app on your phone, and WhatsApp counts because that's technically a text app.
Okay.
Now, it doesn't count direct messaging on Twitter or Instagram or that kind of thing. So I guess that's a little loophole. But the traditional texting you can't do anymore.
Yeah, I got to take the shot.
You would take the shot?
And I would just figure
out
other ways.
Confident that you're going to make the $10
million? I'm confident enough that it's worth it, and I would just have to tell all my friends if I missed it, hey, here's how you can communicate with me from now on.
Right.
Because I'm not going to be able to text you.
$10 million.
Yeah.
Okay, if you could – all right, you wouldn't have the $10 million.
I don't have the $10 million.
I'm screwing up my own question.
And I'm going to make it difficult for you to keep in touch with me, but it was worth a try.
Right. You got to call me now like the old days. If you could be any character from a TV show, who would you be?
Any character from a TV show? I'm quickly running through all my favorite shows right now to see if there's characters that I can really identify with. Boy, oh boy. This is one where we don't have the benefit of being able to cut and
think for
5 minutes and splice it together as though it happened really
quickly. Right, exactly. Yeah. We were just talking about Lost before we started recording. Yeah. I would like to be... now I'm going to sound like an idiot because I forget the character's name, but Dominic Monaghan, who plays the guitar band guy in Lost, he's like the guy with all the flashbacks.
Yep,
Charlie.
I would like to be Charlie. I could see Charlie. So here's the problem.
Because he was cool and, like, British.
I'm immediately going to the show The Good Place because I love The Good Place.
Oh, The Good Place is great.
And I really identify with Chidi.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, but I don't want to be dead.
True. Yeah.
So I don't necessarily want to be that, but I guess I got to go with that.
You would just be the character, so you're just his character in real life.
Yeah, because I'm a little bit awkward. I'm a little bit nerdy. I like the idea of being smart, and intellectualism is something that appeals to me, and I try. I'm not nearly as smart as Chidi, the character.
Right.
So I think that's what appeals to me, is that I'd be that much smarter.
Yeah.
And
that's a good answer.
Yeah. And so I'd have to go with Chidi from The Good Place, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Two more questions. If you could pick one famous person to narrate the documentary of your life, who would it be?
Oh, you got to go with Morgan Freeman. I mean, come on.
Yeah, that would be the best.
Could you have a narrator better than Morgan? Maybe James Earl Jones.
Right.
But, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got to be one of those. But yeah, I got to go with Morgan Freeman.
Christopher Brown.
Exactly.
Brown.
And now you're hearing it in Morgan Freeman's voice,
right? Exactly.
It's perfect.
That's great. Okay, last question. In the summertime, do you go iced coffee or hot coffee?
I had to stop drinking coffee too. So I stopped the dessert.
Oh, you're out on coffee altogether.
Right. Caffeine really affects me heavily.
Yeah.
Too much caffeine. Part of the problem is
I like
coffee a lot, and therefore my moderation of it was not good.
Right.
So, but in the summertime, if I were to choose, I would go with iced coffee. But as it is, I do more iced tea.
Iced tea. Okay.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Good answer. All right. So that was 7 questions that have nothing to do with lawn care. Nice job. All right. So we're wrapping it up. Thank you for watching on Facebook Live. Thank you for listening to the whole season of the podcast, the Making a Lawn podcast with Teen Brown. And Chris, thank you for doing this. This was so fun the whole time we did it. I thought every episode was fun to record, fun to do, and then seeing the progression of the lawn and making it look good.
I've had a blast. Thanks so much for having me. Yeah.
All right.
Thanks for watching.
Yeah. Thanks, Facebook Live, and thanks, Podcast World.